listening to the sounds of FUNK.
Driving Aloud is a very impacted song. It's almost like the songs I used to write on the record in terms of being impenetrable or abstruse or something. Not many songs by anyone refer to Harrison Ford. I mean, Harrison is not generally a much sung about person. It was originally called Driving to Portland. I wrote it in the back of the bus. So I was sitting with a cup of tea and the guitar trying to sing in a key that was sort of high enough for me to hear myself over the engine of the bus. And I was playing this riff which I'd made up in the shed the same time I made up Railway Shoes. And I wrote 6 or 7 verses, and I kept verses 1, 2, and 5 or something. And then later, after we'd recorded it, I rushed back and wrote a whole load of extra verses which we had pressed up and then demolished again. So there's a completely different version of the song lying around somewhere with, you know, a load of yet more verses on a completely unrelated topic. But the idea was basically momentum. As if you were talking out the window of a bus, of a slow-moving vehicle to somebody, and somebody asks you a question and you reply, but you're replying not to the person who asked you that question, but to another person who then asks you another question, to which you reply, but that doesn't reach the questioner. It's a series of completely dislocated conversations held together by extreme anxiety, indecision, and a feeling of something ominous about to happen up the road.
Take a breath, take a breath. Honey, take it on me. 'Cause your lungs are in terrible shape, and it's easy to see. I've been x-raying you since you walked into here. You got nothing to hope, you got nothing to fear. Heartburn and chemistry and lung disease make mincemeat of your passion on days like these. And everything you say is like sugar. Stay in a bar in Sacramento on a cloud.
98.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Try. treat you.
Looking through you.
Never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it. It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Stronger, stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when saw it written and I saw it say,
I'm If my baby.
Hey, this is Tim Blaine.
Who?
Tim Blaine.
Oh, Tim Blaine, the Tim Blaine Band.
That's the one.
Oh, this is Adam Olin.
And I'm James Williams.
We are the Tim Blaine Band. We are doing interpretive dance inside WMFO in Medford. It's pretty funky. It's great. So I guess somebody's gonna break my heart soon.
I'd love to speak with Leonard. He's a sportsman and a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit. But he does say what I tell him, even though it isn't welcome. He just doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak these words of wisdom like a sage, a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but the brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better